your Bibles. We trust not to hold you long. We're going to move right along this morning, and we're going to do what the Lord God has sent us here to do. Out of the Acts of the Apostles, we call your attention to the 12th chapter, and I'll read verses 1 through 7, supporting scripture coming from Romans 13 and 11 that you've already heard in your hearing. The Bible reads this morning, "Now about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hand to vex certain of the church, and he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four quarterons of soldiers to keep him intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison. And he smote Peter on the side, raised him up, saying, Arise up quickly. And his chains fell off his hands." Supporting scripture this morning, Romans 13 and 11. "And at knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison. And he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, Arise up quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands." We are to use a thought or subject this morning. Like to use a phrase from an old soul seeker song. Shake me, wake me, don't let me sleep too late. Shake me, wake me, don't let me sleep too late. So we serve a loving God this morning, a merciful God, and most of all, we serve a God that is always right there. And because the Lord our God is right there, we ought to have a mind this morning to praise him and to thank him and to just glorify his holy name. So we're thankful to God that it's not because of any of our own merits, but God blessed us and allowed us another opportunity to come to the house of God this morning. And I don't know, we have a tendency when it rains on the outside, we like to lay in and sleep a little bit longer. But I do understand that because of the way that our world system worked, we did turn the hands back for an hour last night. So everybody should have gotten enough sleep last night. You shouldn't have had to been shaken or waken up. But nonetheless, there's still somebody that is slumbering and sleeping even as we speak in the afternoon. Hallelujah. But nonetheless, we thank God for being our God, for allowing us an opportunity to come. And then we hope and pray that we understand that it's not by anything that we've done, but it's only by the grace of God. God has allowed us to come together in praise and worship, and we come to share the love of Jesus one with another. There's nothing like the love of Jesus. That's the kind of love that we can share with one another. And I thank God that love has no color. Love has no means. And I found out a long time ago, love is something you can't buy. Love is something that you just got to have right in here. You may go through the motions and you may say a whole lot of things. And a lot of us find it easy to say, I love you. But love got to be more than mere words. Love is what love does. And so our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he showed us just how much he loved us. For the Bible declares, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should have everlasting life. Now, that whomsoever includes all of us this morning. But the key to that is we got to want to be a part of the family of God. We got to want to be a believer. We got to want to be in a position where we can say, I know that the Lord will make a way. And for every one of us in here, whether we acknowledge it or not, God has made a way for us at some time or another in our lives. If nothing else, you can go all the way back to the very time that you were born. If it had not been for a loving God, you could have been born dead. You could have died in the womb. You could have never even gotten here. But God loved you so much and loved your parents so much that he allowed you to have life. And after God gives us life, we ought to give God all the praise and all of the glory. We ought to give God honor this morning. I believe that somebody loved the Lord this morning. I believe that even though we may be few in number this morning, God is still big in all of his giving. God is a mighty good God. And then I mess myself up because you got to learn how to watch what you say. I looked out the window and I heard the rain coming, and my brother brought me my breakfast sandwich this morning, and I told him, we're going to be skimpy this morning. Hallelujah. For the mindset of the people of God is that when they get an opportunity to just have an excuse not to come to the house of God, we'll use any excuse we can find not to come to God's house. And I'm not even going to go there where I started to go, because I started to go into some of those excuses. And that's not what I'm going to talk about this morning. Hallelujah. I found out a long time ago, we got to bless God while we have a chance. We got to do what we can. And we can't continue to worry about those that are not here. We got to do what God sent us here to do. And then if you hear something good, you ought to take that good news back and share it with one of those that slumbered and slept just a little bit too late. Hallelujah. That's what it's about sharing the good news, about sharing how good God has been, and just allowing the people of God to know that God is such a loving God and we can always depend on our God. This morning I count it a joy and a privilege just to be here with a mindset to praise God and to thank God for all he is and for all that he does over and over again. In those times when we are going through the trials of life and the enemy attacks us on every hand, we are praying and waiting and it seems like your change is not going to come. You ever been in that place where you know that you've been praying to God and you are devout, you've been sort of one-sided in that thing because you got your mind made up and you got a purpose and you are talking to God. See, a lot of times we just sort of say a little quick prayer and we move right along. But there are some situations that come in life sometimes that will cause you to start praying in the morning, and you'll find yourself still praying in the afternoon. Late in the evening, you'll be praying. If you watch it in the midnight hour, you will open up your eyes and still be praying to the Lord our God. When situations happen in our life that we don't have any control over, we got to talk to a higher power. When we look at the lives that we are living and realize that we need some help, we got to go to a higher power. I'm glad and I thank God for my brothers and for all of those that are in the spirit, in the body of Christ. But there are times when my brother can't help me. There are times when my sister cannot help me. But I got to go to the throne of God and call on the name of Jesus. Anybody in here just took time out to call on the name of the Lord? Found out that all you got to do is call on God and God will be right there. I serve a God that is able this morning. I serve a God that is not that far away. The God that I serve is right here with us. And a lot of times we miss God because we have our minds on other things. But I come to tell you this morning to keep on praying and don't let whatever you're going through get you discouraged. Isaiah 41 and 10 shares this. Fear thy not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. So these were words of hope and encouragement to the children of Israel, letting them know that despite the fact that they had lost the land and lost their possessions, and even though they may have been in captivity, God let them know through these words of Isaiah that God is still able. God is able to bring them out of that situation, and God will even bless them in a way that a lot of times when you lose your land, you don't get it back. But God wanted them to understand that he's God and God can do the impossible. God is a miracle worker. So the children of Israel got an opportunity to see that what God says God will do. So they began to realize that God gave them back everything that they have lost and even the more. So we got to understand that no matter what we're going through in this life, God is able to bring us through. We got to understand this morning that there are times when we want deliverance. We got to know that God will bring our deliverance. No matter what earthly or satanic powers that try to get up and discourage you or try to stop you, you got to have your mind made up that the God I serve is going to be right there. God will always be a constant strength, and his strength can help us to make it along the way. A lot of time we feel like that we don't have a lot, but the Bible declared you have not because you ask not. Then there are those of us that ask amiss, and then many of us worry God about things that we don't actually need. We ask God for things that we want, and God is a supplier of every need. He will give you the desires of your heart, but you just got to trust God and know that when it's your time, God will bless you in the way that you need to be blessed. Then how many of you understand that blessings don't necessarily mean materialistic things? Blessings don't mean that you're going to get the lottery or you're going to have a whole lot of money. Blessings don't necessarily mean that your cupboard is always going to be full. There's somebody that looked in the cupboard and didn't have very much, but they realized, I'm blessed just to have an appetite. So you got to understand that you can have all the food in the world, but if you don't have an appetite, if you're not able to hold it down, it's not going to do you any good. I visit folk all the time that I try to convince them that you got to eat something. You got to eat something. And they always say, my taste buds are gone and it just don't taste right. And then I remind them, you can't take all of that medication and not eat some type of food. But we find it very easy to give advice. But a lot of time when it hits home, we understand then what they are going through. But there may be times in your life when you're hungry, but you just don't feel like eating. Anybody in here ever been hungry and you even had some money in your pocket, but you're so tired of the same old thing, you just couldn't think of what you wanted to eat. And so you find yourself just selling for something to get rid of the hunger pain. It doesn't take a whole lot to get rid of hunger. I can eat a cracker and get rid of hungry. So you got to understand that it's not all about what you got, it's who gave you what you got. And then you got to understand that God will do what nobody else can do. We need to realize that there comes a time that every individual ought to have a personal relationship with God. And if you get that relationship with God and you begin to talk to him and trust in him, then you will know that God is a way maker. But Paul says to us that we need to have more than just a zeal of God. We need to know more than I heard who the Lord God is. We need to go more on what we know opposed to on someone else's testimony. Now, it's good to testify and tell about the goodness of Jesus. But it's even a better thing when you can tell your own story. Because every one of us got a testimony. Your testimony may not be my testimony, but it ought to mean something to you. A whole lot of us in here are able to say this morning, look where the Lord God had brought me from. But when you look where God has brought you from, don't forget where you come from. Because if every now and again you reflect back and remember where you come from, it'll make you appreciate what God has brought you to. Then I found out that wherever you are, God can meet you exactly where you are. That there are those that may be even in the midst that at one point in your life you were down in the dumps and you didn't think that nobody cared about you. And then all of a sudden the Lord God showed you that I love you. The Lord showed you through other folk that I love you. God always has somebody in your life that will share the love of Jesus. You got to know the Lord God as your personal shepherd. If you know God as your personal shepherd, then you know that God will supply your every need. When we say the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Then we got to understand that the shepherd watches out for the sheep. The shepherd always has a watchful eye over his sheep. And then what I love about my great shepherd is that he's even dispatched angels to watch over me. Even though he's everywhere at one time, God has angels sometimes that have been dispatched to our relief to let us know that it's going to be all right, to remind us that he is still God. Don't you know that even though that individual is sitting beside you, that might be an angel in disguise. You don't never know who's going to be your angel, because God always got somebody that loves him enough. And God put people in your life that will do some things that you thought, I never thought nobody cared this much about me. But that's God, guardian angel that's watching over you through the day and through the night. See, we got to look out for God and know that God will be right there. I believe that God has some people in our lives just for the mere fact of doing good. God has some folk in your mind, in your life, to remind you when you get out of line. Is there anybody in here don't mind being criticized every now and again, or don't mind being corrected every now and then? How many of us are honest enough with ourselves to know that we don't have all of the answers? Anybody in here honest enough to say, I have fallen short in my life? Anybody in here ever realize that there are times when I turn my back on the will of God, but God blessed me and allowed me to live long enough that I see where my strength come from? Anybody know where your strength come from? Don't you remember when David said, I will look up to the hills from which cometh my help, for my help cometh from where? My help cometh from where? You need to know where your help come from. Hallelujah, Jesus. We always talking about all of these things, and we getting ready to vote on Tuesday, but I thank God that God's still gonna be God. It doesn't matter what comes out in the election, God is still gonna be God. And the God I serve, he gonna feed me whether or not there's a Republican, a Democrat, or a liberal, whatever it might be, God is still gonna be God. What I found out about God is not a politician. God is not one that's worried about where you've been or where you're going. All he's worried about is your soul. God wants you to know that he wants you to be saved, sanctified, full of God's Holy Spirit. And anybody know God ought to know that God wants you to move when he gets ready. We got to listen to the Lord, because God speaks to us. And when God speaks to us, we got to learn how to move. Too many of us, we want to know all the answers and all the ins and outs. But sometimes when you walk by faith, you got to walk in darkness. When you walk by faith, you're not going to get an agenda as to all the things that you got to go through. You just got to go do what God said do. If God said get up off of your stool of do nothing and go bless somebody, then don't be saying, Lord, who you want me to bless? The Lord, why you want me to get up? Just get out. But we always want to question God. We always want to be slowful. And a lot of times we cannot hear God because our minds are so crowded with a whole lot of mess. I found out that God speaks in a small, still voice. The question is, do you hear him when he talks to you? Are there those of you in here this morning that understand that God speaks to all of us? Now, God has put me in a position of leadership. But I thank God for the knowledge of knowing that God don't just talk to me. Because if he only talked to me, the job couldn't get done. So I serve a God that even though I realize that you got to understand, you don't have to have a title for God to speak to you. And then most of us know that even though we were out there and we sinned and came short of the glory of God, and the old enemy said that God does not hear the sinner's prayer. If God did not hear the sinner's prayer, then how could we claim salvation? Because the Bible that I read said that if you want to be saved, you got to confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and got up. And the Bible declared that if you believe and confess these things, thou shalt be saved. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Not just the preacher, not just the deacon, not just the trustee, not just the workers in the church, but everybody that believes. So on that note, who you gonna pass the buck on this morning? You cannot say that I didn't tell you. You cannot say that the word of God does not tell you over and over again that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Wages of sin is death. So now your wages, you work for your wages. So now if you die and go to hell, you work for it.
Help.
But out of all the work that one might do, understand that your works don't get you in the glory. For the Bible declares, for the gift of God is eternal life. Now, when you get a gift, you don't have to pay for it. When you get a gift, you don't have to work for it. When you get a gift, sometimes you don't even recognize or not even expecting that God just sort of just drop it on you. I believe that's a lot of our problem this morning, is that we're waiting on God to drop some things in our lap when God's waiting on us to say, Lord, I want some of what you got. The God I serve is not going to force himself down your throat.
That's right. That's exactly right.
You got to be willing to accept the will and the word of God. So I come this morning to serve one to all of God's people that have been going through the motions and always passing the buck, and especially those that are sleeping, daydreaming, walking in a trance, sleepwalkers, the walking dead. You don't think they walk? Look out in the street sometimes. We got folk that work so much on some of these jobs that they're like zombies. They're standing there and their bodies are there, but their mind is so fatigued that they don't know whether they're going or whether they're coming. And then the company want to know about safety. How can you be safe when you don't have time enough to rest your body and to get your strength restored back in the place it ought to be? Because when you are tired out, your mind don't work like it ought to work. When you are fatigued out, your reflexes don't work like they ought to work. So you got to understand that there come the time that you got to rest just a little while. I know that it's been said, and it's a true fact, that it's a healthy thing to have good sleep. It's a good thing to sleep, but don't sleep too late. Now, we've heard that we ought to get 8 hours of sleep. Some people operate off of 3 or 4 hours, and they keep it moving. Then there are those that, instead of sleeping at night, stay up all night long, doing any and everything but sleeping. Then when daylight comes, they fast asleep. Sleep the whole day away. Anybody in here ever had to not get up early in the morning and decide, I'm going to lay in this morning? You laid in there at about 11. If you stay in there at 12, your whole day is already gone. By the time you get up and get your clothes on and get out, it's almost dark. So you done missed the whole day laying around sleeping. It might have felt good, but it didn't do you no good, because you didn't get anything done. Now, unfortunately, there are those that have a problem sleeping, suffers from insomnia, and they have a mind that if I could just take something, I'll be able to have some sound sleep. But even the pills won't work. I talk to folks sometimes and say, I didn't get very much rest. When you don't sleep well, your attitude's not the same. You ever seen folk that all grouchy? A lot of times it's because you didn't have your proper rest. Every now and again, we see our little babies, and our little babies get all grumpy, and they get fidgety, and they get uneasy, and all of a sudden we realize, oh, baby, you just sleepy. When you get sleepy, you got to lay down or sit down somewhere. But have you ever noticed how our bodies have a way of telling us when you've had enough? You can go, you can go, you can go, but at some point, your body is going to shut down. And when your body shut down, you might have intended to get up and go do this, that, or the other. But the only thing you can say is, I was fast asleep. Anybody in here ever been so tired that you just couldn't find sleep? So stressed out that you couldn't find sleep? And then every now and again, when you're really tired or when you're stressed out in your mind, you would go into a sleep, but you sleep so deep that there can't nothing move you. You've been sleeping so hard, and it seemed like that I want to get up, but I can't move yet. You ever been there? And you feel it, and you're sort of halfway conscious and halfway sleeping. I know that I want to get up, but my body won't move. Hey, anybody else ever been there? And I used to hear that they say that, well, is the witch riding you or something like that. But I don't know what it is, but I wanted to get up off of me. Because when I want to get up, I want to get up. But there are times when you want to get up and you can't get up. So those are the times when I need somebody, Sister Daisy, to shake me. Wake me. And don't allow me to sleep too late. So this morning, as I talk to you about sleeping, I also want to talk to you about praying. I want to talk to you about having true faith in God's power to deliver. And as we talk about salvation, which in Greek and Hebrew implies deliverance, safety, healing, soundness, redemption, and grace. So we need to know that Jesus is not far away. Bible declared that he's a present help in the time of trouble. We also must be watching and praying at all times. Too many times our blessings are right there in front of us. But we are blinded and we are like zombies walking around that are asleep and cannot see the blessings that are right there. I believe this morning that it's time for the people of God to wake up. Our supporting text tells us, and that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. When we consider the times in which we are living, when wars are on the rise and hatred has taken the place of love, Jesus said that we should not only love him, but we should love one another as he has loved us. Paul says to us this morning, owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. So the law of God is that we ought to love one another. God tells us through the word of God that we also ought to keep all of his commandments. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. But I found out that a lot of us even sleep on love. We don't love like we ought to. And so that's why Paul said, and that knowing the time, it is now high time that we awake up out of our sleep. Believers, it's time for you to wake up and be about your Father's business. Because I come to let you know that salvation is nearer than when you believe. In other words, all Paul is saying is Jesus is soon to come. And those that are waiting on the Lord, you got to be ready when the Lord God comes. Don't you know that we got to understand that God is going to be looking for a church without a spot or a wrinkle. And in everything that you do in the body of Christ, we got to learn how to get our houses back in order. We got to understand that there's a whole lot of folk that don't like you as a believer. But don't care what they say. You got to trust the word of a mighty God. I just want to let you know this morning that God is right there by your side. I want to let you know that there comes a time that we got to talk to the Lord our God. And it does not matter whether you are a child of the king or not. For the Bible declared that even the apostles began to lose their life. Peter said on one occasion that he immediately went into prayer. Sometimes we got to know that even when we don't know what to pray about, we got to talk to God with everything that we got. If you got a dilemma in your life, you got to learn how to pray outside the box.
Every now and again, we pray and ask the Lord to have mercy. But we got to learn how to talk to God on one accord. We got to learn how to get on one accord this morning. And everybody put their minds on one purpose and talk to the Lord our God. Is there anybody in the house this morning that believe in the power of a loving God? I just stopped by to let you know this morning that when you love God, you might be persecuted. When you love God, somebody going to talk about you. When you love a child of God, somebody's not going to like your ways. But you got to do what the Lord God told you to do. I'm reminded of the apostles, how they talked and preached the word of God. Last week we talked about how God delivered them out of prison in a miraculous way. This morning we want to talk about how God allowed them, even though James had to die. I want to let you know that God is right there in the midst. The Bible said that there was a king by the name of Herod. And this king began to vex the church of God. The Bible said that he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And he looked around and it pleased all of the Jews. And because they were happy with what happened, he said, I'm going to do the same thing to Peter. Anybody know that when they try to hurt your lead, they'll try to take everything that you got. But Peter had his mind made up. I've been working for the Lord a mighty long time. Is there anybody that want to trust God like Peter? I want to tell you that the Lord God will look out for you. For the Bible said the king said he apprehended him. He put Peter down in the prison. He said, I'm not going to bother Peter right now. James is dead and it's almost Easter time. In other words, he was talking about the Passover. And he realized that it wouldn't be a good thing to execute somebody during the Passover. So we're going to wait until after the Passover, and then we'll deal with this man called Peter. Well, I look here in the word of God, and after they got Peter apprehended, they put Peter down in the prison wall, and they tell me that they put 16 soldiers to watch over Peter. Every 3 hours, they changed their post. Two walked beside Peter, and two was outside the door. They realized that this man knows something about God, and I'm not going to allow any of God's messengers, any of God's disciples to come and deliver Peter. Peter realized that I'm going to die on tomorrow. But how many of you, if you were in Peter's shoes, knowing that you were laying there in prison, knowing that you were going to die in the morning, would you be able to lay down and go to sleep? I believe Peter had his hand in God's hand, and he wasn't worried about what man could do unto him. For the Bible said that Peter was kept in the prison. But while Peter was in prison, the word got out that they're getting ready to kill another apostle. They got Peter in the prison wall, and they're getting ready to kill Peter. So it's time for us to have a church meeting. Anybody want to have a church meeting? I'm not talking about to talk about business. I'm talking about a prayer meeting when the church of God come together. The Bible say they kept on praying. For the Bible say they made prayer without ceasing. The church came together praying on one accord. That we're looking out for the man Peter. Oh Lord, watch over Peter. There's nothing that I can do because Peter is already in the prison. Don't you know that in the prison of the old days, in this prison that Peter was in, he was down in a dungeon. It was real dark. It might have been damp down there. The smell of the air wasn't very pleasant, but Peter was down there anyhow. But I want to tell you about this man named Peter. Peter realized that I'm going to die on tomorrow, but I'm going to lay down my head. I'm going to rest while I can. For the Bible said that Peter began to lay there, and he laid and he went down to sleep. He went to sleep laying between two soldiers, and he was bound with the chains on him. Don't you know when you are bound and out, and it seems like you're not going to be able to make it? Anybody know God is able to get into your situation? Somebody may have been praying in the prayer house that old Peter is going to die on tomorrow. I hope you that you save Peter. Lord, I want you to cover Peter. Lord, I want you to take care of Peter. I want you to know when you pray to the Lord your God, you got to trust that your prayer is getting through. For the Bible said that if Peter lay there in the midnight hour, laying there sleeping bound between the soldiers, that an angel appeared. And when the angel appeared, a big light shined about him. That was the radiant light of the angel. God sent an angel down to the prison. The angel went down in the prison and he looked down on Peter. Peter was fast asleep. The soldier was fast asleep. But the angel realized, I gotta get Peter up. For the Bible declares he smote Peter on the side. In other words, he shook him. He woke Peter up. Told Peter to get up out of there. Rise up quickly. And the chains fell off. Then the angel said, gird up thyself. Put on your clothes and come on, Peter. Cast thy garment about thee. Come on and walk behind me, Peter. I'm going to lead you out of this mess. I come to deliver you, Peter. I'm going to make everything all right. But the Bible says when he went out and he followed the angel out, he wished not that it was an angel. He thought that he was just having a vision. He thought that he was just having a dream. But all of a sudden, he went through the first guard. He went through the second guard. Then after he got to the outside, they tell me that the open gate that leads to the city opened up all by itself. Don't tell me God is not a miracle worker. For the Lord God came in the midst. God came and opened up the door. The angel walked just a little bit farther. And as the angel walked a little bit farther, he left Peter all by himself. He got Peter on the outside, realized that I know everything is going to be all right. But I want to tell somebody that if you sleep too late, Peter would have missed his blessing. If Peter would have laid down in the dungeon and not heard the word of the Lord touched Peter by the angel. Peter got up and got out of the prison. And when Peter got out of the prison and he realized that he came through the gate, he looked around and realized, I'm not having a vision. I'm not dreaming. This thing is real. Peter began to say of a surety, God is with me. I know that my God is right there by my side. And I just saw about to tell somebody that it don't matter what condition you might be in, I want somebody to shake me. I want somebody to wake me up. Don't let me sleep too late. I want to get my deliverance. I want the Lord on my side. I want to know that the Lord God is going to do what I need him to do. I want you to know this morning that when Peter got to the house, he was outside knocking on the door, and everybody on the inside was still praying to God for Peter. But one of them went to the door and said, I sound like I hear Peter on the outside of the door. She lost herself and she began to run in and tell everybody. Didn't even open up the door. But I want to tell somebody, when they opened up that door, Peter was standing right outside the door. I believe that this was a sign that the God that Peter served, God is a delivering God. God is an able God. God is a miracle worker. God worked a miracle in Peter's life. Is there any Peters in the house this morning? Is there anybody in the house that need the Lord to come by your house? I want to let you know that the angel of God is watching over you right now. That angel of God said you better hold on and hold out. Don't care what nobody else say. I'm going to trust the power of a loving God. The Lord I serve, God is able this morning. I thank my God right now. For if it had not been for the Lord, Peter would have been still bound. But I found out that Peter was spared because he still had a lot of work to do. God got something for you to do. Don't care what the enemy tries. He can attack you on every side. But I come to tell you this morning, you shall stand. You shall be victorious. Tell the devil he's a liar. Put the devil behind you. Call on the name of Jesus and say, for the Lord I live and for the Lord I die. I love the Lord because he first loved me. And if you're sleepy this morning, you better wake up and don't sleep too late. Because if you sleep too late, you're going to miss out on your blessing. Peter wouldn't have been delivered if he stayed asleep. But because he followed the angel, and the angel realized, Peter's sleeping good. But Peter, it's time you get up from here. God has sent your deliverance. And God will do the same for us this morning. He will send a delivering angel. And he may have already sent him or her. You just got to recognize your blessings this morning. Shake me. Wake me. Don't let me sleep too late. It is high time that the people of God awake out of sleep. I'm going to say this and I'm finished. This morning was a good day. Most of you must have got your rest. I didn't see one eye try to close. Is not God a good God? I believe you got up this morning with joy in your heart. Something's on the inside, said it rained on the outside, but I'm going to the house of God anyway because God has been good to me. Anybody come to give God praise? Anybody come to tell God thank you? Now is your opportunity to give God a hallelujah praise.